This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its biggest cross-border assault of the war to date had taken control of 74 settlements in Russia's region of Kursk and was still advancing, making gains of 1 to 3 kilometers in the last 24 hours. Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into the western Russian region of Kursk last week in a surprise operation that has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gain since 2022 after months on the back foot. Israelis continued to be on edge on Tuesday, waiting for expected retaliation almost 2 weeks after the assassinations of two senior militant leaders, allegedly by Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Both Hamas and Hezbollah have promised a response to the recent assassinations. Israeli security officials say Hezbollah has more than 150,000 rockets that can reach most of Israel. In April, Iran attacked Israel directly for the first time with hundreds of rockets, most of which were shot down by Israel, the United States, or Jordan. Israeli analysts are expecting a bigger, wider attack this time. The situation is further complicated by a new round of indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire and release of hostages seized by Hamas in the October attack. The U.S. has been warning Iran that retaliation against Israel could derail those negotiations. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday she is working to make President Nicolas Maduro accept a negotiated government transition after the disputed July 28th presidential election, in which Venezuela's National Electoral Council declared Maduro the winner.